Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The toxic chemicals known as PFAS have contaminated drinking water supplies across Massachusetts. Removing those chemicals is not cheap. And as WBUR's Barbara Moran reports, the cost of clean drinking water may soon go up.
The brand new water treatment plant in Littleton is not a head-turning piece of architecture. It kind of looks like a field house or maybe an overgrown shed.
A thing of beauty, huh? a big brick building. It's not the outside that matters, it's what's inside.
Nick Lawler is the general manager of the Littleton Electric Light and Water Departments. He oversees the drinking water for all the residents and businesses in this town of about 10,000. And today, he's showing off his latest project.
This is ratepayer money, so we didn't put a lot of funding into decorations.
The plant will remove PFAS and other contaminants from Littleton's drinking water. And it's costing about $16 million. That's a lot of money for a small town. The annual budget for the water department is usually around $4 million. Water and Sewer Superintendent Corey Godfrey points out where that money is going.
I guess the first thing you notice is 10 very large filter vessels. They look like big steel tanks, basically.
The tanks that will filter PFAS are so big, they had to cut a hole in the floor to fit them.
And you can see they're much, much larger. They go down into the basement.
Whoa! Why are they so big? I guess they just have to be that big?
So that's the carbon that you need to remove the amount of PFAS we have.
In 2020, Massachusetts set a limit on the amount of PFAS in public drinking water. Since then, towns like Littleton have spent millions trying to remove it. The state limit is one of the strictest in the country, 20 parts per trillion. That's like a drop of water in a swimming pool.
So that gives you a sense of really how toxic these chemicals are.
Wendy Heiger-Bernays is a toxicologist at Boston University. She advised the state on the PFAS regulations. PFAS chemicals have been used in thousands of products since the mid-20th century, from food packaging to firefighting foam. They leach into groundwater from landfills, military bases, factories, and other locations, and they stick around for a very long time. Because they are so pervasive, Heiger-Bernays says, meeting the state's strict drinking water limit is difficult and expensive.
It is a real problem. Because the cost of doing this, right, is enormous.
Some towns have been able to recoup some costs from polluters, if they can trace the contamination to a factory or military base. But in Littleton, it's unclear where the PFAS came from. The water department got state grants and loan forgiveness to help pay for the new plant. But the rest of the bill will be passed on to water customers as a 30% rate hike spread over decades. Again, Nick Lawler with Littleton Light and Water.
It's a lot of money. It's a strain, especially during these economic times. And people are pulling at everything to try to pay their bills. But they understand this community is always, you know, willing to pay for clean water.
So far, 170 water systems in the state have found PFAS over the legal limit. Almost all have brought the contamination down to state levels. But the EPA is expected to announce federal regulations for PFAS in drinking water next month. And the agency has signaled that the new limits will be very low. That means communities across Massachusetts that thought they were in the clear could suddenly have PFAS levels above the legal limit and will have to pay to clean up their water.
So I think that people are very concerned about that piece of it.
Jennifer Peterson is the executive director of the Massachusetts Water Works Association, an industry group.
You know, substantial investments have been made in Massachusetts to the tunes of, you know, $100 million plus already.
More help is on the way. The federal government is giving the state $38 million to address emerging contaminants like PFAS in drinking water. And last year, then-Attorney General Maura Healey sued manufacturers of firefighting foam containing PFAS. Healey said at the time that she was looking for a settlement, quote, in the millions. But it's doubtful that even millions will be enough to clean up water pollution this widespread. In the end, the cost of clean water will likely be borne by us all. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Barbara Moran.